Hi guys, and welcome to Travel Troubles. I'm Sean, and I'm here with
Holly.
And today, this Travel Trouble is no difference to any other Travel Troubles. We talk about our travels
and our troubles
with each other.
Traveling.
Oh, yeah, you love that, don't you?
I wish you would just pre-record this at one point and you just add it into the beginning of every episode so we don't have to say it at the beginning of every episode.
But I feel like the way that we say that at the beginning of the episode kind of gives him the feel of how, like, annoyed we are with each other.
Mm-hmm.
And you can tell today, it's up there. So let's talk about our week. So last time you saw us, we were with
Lauren.
And it's been
quiet.
It's been weird because we're back to just travelling us two again.
Yes.
And as much as Lauren didn't kind of interfere with our travelling, it's weird to be back to the style that we were always doing.
Mm.
And we went from the south of Thailand to the north of Thailand.
Oh, we weren't in this. Kind of the south.
We were in the islands, the southern islands, weren't we?
Yeah.
And we flew from Phuket to Chiang Mai. I'm gonna try and get all these right. And then we explored Chiang Mai for a couple of days, and then we went off to Chiang Rai, where we're currently filming this.
Mm-hmm.
And it's been really good. I've really enjoyed the north. The north is so much different to the south, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
What would you say, like, how would you compare them?
The south is a tourist trap. The north doesn't feel like it at all.
Yeah. The north
feels more authentic.
Yeah.
Thailand than the south does. That's not to slate the south by any means, but I think when you think of Thailand, you think of the islands. But when you visit Thailand, you get more, like, a local feel when you're in the north.
Yeah, definitely. It's definitely more relaxed up here than it is the south. The south feels like they're trying to take as much money off you as possible.
Mm.
Like, literally you walk down the road and someone's asking you, taxi, massage, and it's really quite...
Chiang Mai was like that as well, but...
Yeah.
Not to the same extent, I suppose.
And Chiang Rai has been... So
I think
different.
We've been offered something twice.
Twice. And it's hot. So Chiang Mai is about half the price to Phuket, I would say, for items. And I would say Chiang Rai is about half that again here.
Mm.
Like, you can find some real good bargains here. Like, if you wanted to come to Thailand just for souvenirs, this is the place for you.
Yeah, finish in the north because it's cheaper than buying it.
Food...
The
kind of like varies,
yeah,
throughout the whole of Thailand. As much as it is a little bit cheaper, it depends on where you're going, really, doesn't it?
It's to do with the taxes, I think, the tax levels and stuff.
Yeah, this up here, actually, they add the 7% on after sometimes.
Yeah.
So, whatever, it's good. I've enjoyed it up here. So, quick update of the week. I want to move on to your positive this week because I feel like Holly's really. It's quite. She needs to.
You don't see him off camera. That's all I'm gonna say.
So my positive for you this week goes down to Chiang Mai.
Okay.
Do you know what my positive is?
Nope.
You can't even think of a positive this week.
Nope.
If I said that we went on a course in Chiang Mai, would this bring this positive to your head yet?
Well, a cooking course. That Sean was convinced we were going on.
I had it in my head that we were going on a cooking course.
He's like, it's fine, we don't need to eat. What? We're making jewellery, Sean.
Yeah, so we went on a jewellery course, and this is my positive about Holly. And I can imagine she's going to jump on it and be like, yeah, this is my positive about you as well. My positive is the fact that we actually went and made jewellery, like Holly was saying, didn't do a cooking course, we did a jewellery course. And Chiang Mai is known for its silver.
Silver, yeah.
And we learned how to, like, make rings. We learned how to pull silver through and soldering.
Make rings from start to finish.
Yeah, it was really good. And we both made rings for each other for our wedding.
Mm-hmm.
And we talk about this in the video. You've probably already seen it. Chiang Mai video has been out. And that's my positive about you. We made these rings, and it's quite cute that you've made me one and I've made you one.
Your positive for me is that I've still agreed to marry you.
Yeah. Fair enough. And I've got another positive...
Is it a positive or is it just another backhanded compliment to yourself?
What? Because...
Carry on.
I did have another positive, but I have forgotten it now. So I'm going to move on to a negative. Okay. I did have one. I did. I had two positives. I was like, oh, wow, yes, there's another positive for you.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no. Yeah, my second positive for you is the fact that we are home next week.
Mm-hmm.
And...
That's not a positive.
No, that's not the positive. The positive comes from the fact that you haven't been, like, depressed about it, and you've been actually quite upbeat about it with me, and you've kept it in quite good spirits. So even though we are home next week, you've been like, oh, it's home next week, we've got this planned, we've got this, we're doing this, and, and we're sorting our lives out, and we've got this, and it's... And it's so much upbeat compared to if you watched... We didn't do Travel Troubles when we travelled.
No, but if you just watched the videos when we were in Poland...
Yeah, it just drops off. And we were like, oh, I don't want to be back. We don't... We had... But then we had this underline of not knowing what we're going into.
Yeah, we were starting a new job going back.
We were,
Yeah, last year. Whereas this year we're going back to that same job, so we know... What we're in for.
Yeah,
we're going back. You're watching this.
And we're going back, and we've got a car lined up, we've got this sorted, we're going to see family again. Well, it's not the whole, we get back and we don't know when we're going to see family again. Like, we've both got a car now, and we can travel Scotland and England quite easily. I know that's, they're a good
flight. It's time, but it's not...
Yeah.
It's 5 hours, well, it's 4.5 hours south to you, and it's 2.5 north to mine, so...
And it's easy to do it with a car. And the problem with the public transport in the Lake District is the fact that it closes off at like 5 o'clock and it starts at like...
And the trains strike all the time.
Oh, so you can't... It takes us a whole day to get somewhere.
You can't bet on anything.
Yeah, and it takes us a whole day to get back. So that's near enough our whole day's gone. But a car, we can leave
whenever
the night before,
want.
Or we can get back that late that night. So we've got like 2 full days.
Yeah.
So I'm super happy about that. It makes... I'm talking about going to Wales and seeing a lot of Wales, because we haven't seen that Wales at all yet.
No.
So I'm really excited about going back. I'm not sure I'm not excited for it. I am, in a way. And it's quite nice. And that's my positive about you.
Yeah.
Yeah. Do you want me to move on to your negative?
If you want.
My negative about you this week is... So do you remember... Chiang Mai. So you pulled out this negative on me, and I want to reverse it on you, because you pulled out this negative being like, well, we can't go out in the night because you're scared when you go out at night.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, I'm not scared. I'm more wary about when we travel at night. Like, we've been doing a lot of night markets lately.
Is this coming from the man that leapt out of his seat today because a cat tried to jump in his lap?
I didn't know it was a cat.
What else would it have been?
And it landed in my area.
You were in a cafe and you'd already, like, stroked said cat.
Yeah, I was not concentrating on said cat, and it just jumped up on my lap. And I was like... And I made this noise, the whole cafe just turned around and looked at me. But so let me move on to your negative still. Your negative is the fact that you're like, you're so scared when you go out at night. And I was like, I'm not, I'm wary. And it annoys me the fact that you think, like, we can't go out at night because you're scared. There was a woman behind this sign.
Sean always thinks that he's going to get mugged.
No, I plan for getting mugged.
No, Sean always thinks he's going to be mugged.
Have we been mugged yet?
No.
Exactly.
But also, they wouldn't pick you.
Why?
They wouldn't pick the male. They would pick a female. And you don't ever look concerned about me getting mugged. It's always you.
I'm there protecting us.
Yeah.
I'm getting mugged. I'm getting mugged for the two of us.
That's Sean's negative this week. He thinks he's protecting me. Big, strong Englishman. Southern what, sorry? Yeah.
So, have you got a positive or a negative for me? You got nothing for me this week.
Sean's negative happened about 10 minutes before we picked up the camera to actually start filming this, because as you know, when we're travelling, we have to makeshift tripods. And Sean decided when... I was busy concentrating on something to prance up and round the room trying to figure out how to prop the camera up. But that's not even the negative. The negative is that Sean before this was like, we got in and he's like, can you give it half an hour? and we'll start filming the podcast. And I was like, whatever. Half an hour had passed.
Yeah.
So I was like, well, he's not getting his finger out to film the podcast. I'll just do my posts because he's, whatever he's doing, mucking about on his laptop. But then as soon as he was done with that, it was like, case closed, okay, I'm ready now. In standard Sean fashion. As soon as Sean wants to do something, everyone else must drop what they're doing to do it for Sean.
The reason why I do that is because if we never do that, we wouldn't do it.
We also had a disagreement, discussion this morning about how I'm the one that's been put down that I never make decisions, but I don't think Sean's decided where we're eating more than once in the last 10 days since Lauren left.
I decided, right? On the tour that we did yesterday, I decided that we should eat the buffet that they gave us. That was a decision.
Who booked it?
You did.
Mm-hmm. Who knew there was a lunch included? Me.
But I did also... I decided to go to get the coffee and the these brownie snack things. Actually, no, you picked the brownie snack things. I decided to get coffee. Yeah, my decision-making skills have been a bit lax lately. I've just kind of been like, it is what it is.
Lax is putting it... Lax.
Yeah, that's the problem with travelling. When you travel a lot, someone has to make decisions. And I think Lauren kind of said this a couple of weeks ago, the fact that, like, she enjoyed being with us because there was more people making decisions. And it gets to the stage where you're like, you're done with making decisions. I think you also mentioned this, like the fact that, like, you are glad the travelling's over because you're glad just to get home and you know that...
Yeah, I said that the other day. I'm like, it will be so nice to be back home and not have to read Google reviews on everything that I'm eating or second guess if it's going to give me food poisoning, which is just as likely to happen at home as it is anywhere else in the world. Yeah. But obviously you grow up with it, so you're more comfortable around it, so you know what is and isn't right.
Yeah, and you're just... It's the fact that, like, right now we need to plan what we're doing tonight. We need to plan what we're doing tomorrow, because tomorrow we're leaving to Bangkok. And then Bangkok, we need to plan what we're doing in Bangkok. And then we have to plan what we're eating in Bangkok. We have to plan how to spend the day.
I'm already wary of Bangkok as it is, because I think that's what gave me food poisoning the last time around.
Yeah, your stomach wasn't good, was it?
And apparently it's quite common after being in Bangkok, so...
But the annoying thing is, you don't want to scare people and be like, don't eat things in Bangkok.
It's probably because it's the first place people land in Thailand.
Yeah.
So your body's acclimatizing to the new cuisine.
But I had it in the last couple of weeks in Vietnam. Ooh. Like, it could just be your body just...
rejecting whatever it is you're eating.
Yeah. Or it could just be alcohol. Yeah. I had it after... I felt really rough after we drunk in that bar.
That's not because he's a 31-year-old man and he was putting away drinks as if he was 18.
We were on the tour yesterday and we met this woman and this guy, and the guy was saying about something about him drinking and going out drinking, and I went, I'm too old for that. And she just went, yeah, me too. And we all had this, like, agreement, a millennial agreement, of the fact that we're too old to drink now.
And then his little perky 21-year-old self reminded Sean that he's 10 years older than him.
Oh yeah, but I remember doing that when I was 10 years ago, and that to someone who was 31. But I also don't... Being 31, I'm not worried about being like, I wish I was 20. Twenties were a hard time. If you're watching this and you're in your 20s are a hard time because you're like panicking about, I need to put my life together. I need to
plan on what society expects you to do.
Yeah. And by the time you hit 30, people have given up on you. And it's so much, it's so relieving that the fact that people are not like, what are you doing with your life? What are you doing? Yeah. People have realised that we're happy doing what we do.
And now they give you the, I'm so happy for you. So, thanks.
I'm glad you're doing this. I never was able to do this. I had kids.
But when are you having children? Positive about you is similar to what you said about me, and that you've actually taken it in your stride. So when Sean and I met nearly 3 years ago, Sean was leaving to travel the world for the next 10 years. Remember that?
You're still 3 years in, so that's not bad.
But you were also...
Yeah.
More so of the, I'll never have a mortgage, I won't have a 9-to-5 job, I won't do this, because you've seen it as, like, quitting. but it's not. And no. I think now you've came round to the realisation that no matter what we do, whether it's traveling the world or it's saving for a mortgage, it's an adventure either way.
Yeah, and yeah, if we did like completely give up travel, we wouldn't give up travel. Like,
no.
There's not, like, I can't imagine, even if we were saving up for a mortgage, it's not like we'd put all our money into a mortgage because we're more than happy to live quite small and quite within our means.
Yeah.
So it means we'll probably end up having more holidays.
Mm-hmm.
And we have kids, we take them away. Obviously, mm-hmm. that's a lot more money, obviously, kids. But, yeah, being in your 30s is definitely not, like, you kind of...
It's not as devastating as people make it out to be.
You kind of got over the fear of, oh, what am I doing in my life? But you also get to the stage of knowing that, right, okay, I do need to actually sit down and work it out at some point. It is a horrible...
But if you do that, then...
But at 25, you're really stressing about it.
Yeah, because at that age, you're not... What was it I said? If you're planning for tomorrow, you're not living for today.
Yeah.
So if you're constantly worrying about what you're going to do in 5 years' time, you're just chucking days away.
Mm. Well, I remember being 25 and thinking 30s, you've got to have your life together by.
Oh, yeah.
Like, if you didn't have your life together by 30s...
They were adults.
You've got to have kids by that point. You've got to have your mortgage at that point. You've got to have your career at that point. Yep. If you don't have that stuff, then you're going to be screwed up for the rest of your life.
Mm.
And it doesn't make any sense, that doesn't... Like, thinking about it now, it's like 10 years later, yes.
There's nothing stopping you changing your career when you're in your 60s.
No.
Anymore.
Not at all. It's mad that you can just do whatever you like. Yes, there is certain things with your body clock, with kids and stuff, you have to think about, but
yeah,
you've also got to think that there is other options as well nowadays. Yeah. It's not
one. Nothing is as total. What's the word I'm looking for? Final. Nothing is as final as it might seem like it is.
Yeah. So, been a bit of a weird one this week, so I was talking about... But the reason why we have been a little bit weird this week is the fact that next week we're going to be back.
Yeah.
Travel Troubles is going to be back in the UK, and we will film that next week. It will be in my sister's house. So, hi, Emma, if you're watching this. Actually, Denver have already... This is like 2 weeks late for them. So we'll already be back and filmed it by the time that we've just asked permission for it. But we will kind of decide... and talk to you about what our next steps are, especially with this podcast. So, I'll see you again...
next Thursday.
And I'll see you again... soon. Actually, ignore what I've just said. Travel Troubles will be back on the 25th, giving us a 2 weeks break. And we'll also be back with a brand new series where we explore Britain in a banger. So, I'll see you again... soon.